This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today, my dear brothers and sisters, I wanted to talk about a concept mentioned in the Quran, something that is very unique to the Quran. In the verses that talk about, in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 36, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the count of the months of the year, the lunar year. إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا. That a year with Allah Azza wa Jalla is made of 12 months. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, of them, minha arba'atun hurum. Of these months, there are four that are sacred. And we just started these sacred months. You see, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Quran doesn't explicitly mention or tell us what these four sacred months are. Al-Quran la yadhkuru lana ma hiya al-ashhur al-hurum. يقول منها أربعة الحرم. The Quran says four of the 12 lunar months are sacred months. By the way, the entire year, of course, is important and sacred, but four are sacred. They hold very special status. What are these 4 months? Where is the mention of them? You will only find that in the prophetic tradition. تجد تفسير قوله تعالى منها أربعة حرم في السنة النبوية المطهرة الثابتة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Thus, establishing the status and the importance of sunnah. Without sunnah, you can't have the religion. What are the four sacred months? Oh Allah, let the Prophet tell you about it. And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم tells us that the four sacred months, and I want everyone to pay attention, inshallah ta'ala. You don't need your smartphone while you're in the khutbah. Inshallah, we'll be concluding soon. Inshallah. The four sacred months taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, three of them are consecutive. They come right after each other. And one stands alone by itself. So the Prophet tells us the sacred months are Dhul-Qi'dah, which is this month that has just started a few days ago. Dhul-Qi'dah, wa Dhul-Hijjah, and the month of Dhul-Hijjah, which is next month. Wa shahru Allahi al-Muharram, and the month of Al-Muharram. These 3 months are back to back. Then wa Rajab, alladhi bayna Sha'ban wa Ramadan. Afwan. Wa Rajab, alladhi bayna Sha'ban wa Jumada. And the month of Rajab, the 7th month, which is before Sha'ban. Right? And so these are the 4 sacred months. So what is that unique concept that I wanted to discuss with you today that is mentioned in this verse? So now that we know the sacred month, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us to do? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Make sure that you do not wrong yourselves during these months. This sacred period, make sure that you don't wrong yourself. Make sure that you don't do dhulm to yourself. Make sure that you are unjust or unfair to yourself. So the Quran introduces this concept that appears to be unique to humankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran tells us that we as human beings are capable of wronging ourselves. We are capable of compromising our well-being. We are capable of being self-destructive. In spite of the fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla has honored us and endowed us with the greatest gift, which is intellect, aql, and the ability to reason and know what is right and what is wrong. Yet we human beings, especially when we do not follow divine guidance, have the tendency to wrong ourselves and be self-destructive. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be self-destructive, and especially in these 4 months. What does it take for us? Other than Allah azza wa jal declaring these 4 months, months where you're not even supposed to be self-destructive. You're not supposed to wrong yourself. So the question here that begs itself is, how? How could one be so unjust, so unfair to himself or herself? هل يمكن أن يظلم الإنسان نفسه؟ كيف? Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, over and over again in the Quran, tells us that human beings are self-destructive and they have tendency to wrong themselves. إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ That we have presented amana, trust, to the heavens, earth, and the mountains. فَأَبَيْنَا أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا And they declined to receive it, realizing how heavy it is, and that they're not capable of carrying this trust. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ And human being accepted it and received it. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, man is capable of severely wronging himself. Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran over and over again, when he talks about people who have earned the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla, says, وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا هُمُ الظَّالِمِينَ Or, وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ We did not wrong them, they wronged themselves. We as human beings have a long history of doing things that are self-destructive, of wronging ourselves. The first was that of Adam alayhi salam that led to Adam being expelled from Jannah. And then we continued this pattern as human beings. So we are capable of being self-destructive, of wronging ourselves. So Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, do not wrong yourselves. And by the way, even some of the best of us, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا That we have given the book to those whom we have chosen of our servants. People receive the Quran and people, you know, memorize it and all of that. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, and they are divided into three categories, even the best. فَمِنْهُمْ Of them, ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ Someone who is wronging himself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you and I overcome this issue and this challenge. So what are the kinds of things that we do in which we wrong ourselves that we need to really take a hard look at our pattern of behavior, lifestyle, and some of our bad habits and make a change, a conscious change, especially in these sacred days. Of them is our lack or our inability to control our emotions, to control our temperament and get angry. Of them are some of these diseases of the heart that cause us to transgress against other people. Because something that many of us don't realize, when you wrong others, you're actually wronging yourself. I'll give you an example from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How hard have we worked, or do people work in the month of Ramadan, and in the days after the month of Ramadan, and in Hajj, or preparing for Hajj? Many people, they work so hard, read Quran, earn good deeds, every opportunity there is for them to give sadaqah, they do. Why? Because, especially believers, and today I am indeed addressing the believers, and I hope to be one of them. I'm addressing us, my dear brothers and sisters. Those of us who want to earn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, those of us who want to save themselves from a very painful punishment on the day of judgment, those of us who want to save ourselves and our family from a day Allah Azza wa Jal says, on that day nothing will be of any benefit. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ Your wealth nor your children will be of any benefit. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us how we engage in these self-destructive habits. He talks about a person who will come on the day of judgment with piles of good deeds. Yet, in their lifetime, they have wronged people. Envied others, lashed back at people, abused this person and that person, walked all over other people, exploited people, took advantage of them, thinking that they're doing themselves a favor, and in fact they were wronging. And in some cases, maybe people know that they're wronging someone else, but in fact they were wronging themselves. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this individual will come on the day of judgment with all of these offenses. And then on the day of judgment, Allah azza wa jal will allow their victims, and they are victims. Every person that we backbite is a victim whose flesh we consume. Every person that we lie to is a victim. Every person that we physically, verbally or emotionally abuse is a victim. Every person we violate is a victim. So all these victims, Allah Azza wa Jalla will allow them access to this individual's good deeds once they make a claim and their claim is established. When no one will be able to use any excuse, and these individuals will come and they would want their good deeds, or they would want to be redeemed. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will allow them access. And this individual, due to these bad habits, or that individual's failure to control their bad habits and their emotions, now will have to pay on that day out of their good deeds, out of their hard-earned good deeds, on a day where an individual will wish, hope, and be willing to give up his entire wealth and everything that he worked so hard for, except their good deeds. Everything else, يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِئِذٍ. Not only their wealth, but also they would give up their family and everything. وَلَوْ أَنَّ لِكُلِّ نَفْسٍ مَا ظَلَمَتْ وَلَوْ أَنَّ لِكُلِّ نَفْسٍ ظَلَمَتْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لَفْتَدَتْ بِهِ. So on that day, people, money is not going to be of any value. Family relations will be of any value, right? On that day, the currency, the only currency that would matter are good deeds. So people come and they start taking away from this individual until this person runs out of funds or deeds. The only thing that can be redeemed. And that person will be dragged to hellfire, wal'ayadu billah. And that's when the individual realizes that his pattern of his bad habits, his offenses, things that he didn't care much about, things that she didn't pay attention to and didn't care what it does to other people, that's the day when it will come and haunt them. And on that day, they realize how much they have wronged themselves. So my dear brothers and sisters, we have an opportunity to really take a hard look at our lifestyles, behavior, or pattern of behavior, rather, and say, what are the things that I'm doing in which I'm really wronging myself and ruining my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? And can I, Allah Azza wa Jalla has invited me during these sacred months to bring that to an end and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and I of those who listen and follow the best of what they listen to. أقول هذا القول أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. One of the most destructive habits, something that the Prophet ﷺ warned us of, and unfortunately nowadays, especially with social media and the way our social relations have been structured, many people engage in this bad behavior. من أكثر الأمور التي يظلم الإنسان فيها نفسه وأحذر نفسي وأحذركم أحبتي في الله عنه هو تتبع عورات الناس وتتبع عورات المسلمين وزلاتهم وفضح الناس وأن يلتهي الإنسان بالفضائح. مصيبة من مصائب هذا الزمن الذي نعيشه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم warned us of going after people's faults and trying to expose them. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم warned us of this. It's one of the most destructive and unfortunately something that people find to be entertaining, to seek news about other people's scandals or scandalous news about other people and trying to expose them and investigate and go after their faults. It's an ugly habit that no one enjoys being the target of. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in a hadith, and Ibn Umar, اسمعوا لهذا الحديث. I'm just going to mention the hadith, translate it, and just leave you with that. I want you just to reflect. If you don't get anything out of my khutbah except this today, I think I've done my job. I just want you to pay attention to this hadith. يقول ابن عمر رضي الله عنه. عبد الله بن عمر يقول: صعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المنبر فنادى بصوت رفيع. The Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم went on the pulpit one day. And he spoke out loud. He raised his voice. فقال, and he said, يا معشر من أسلم بلسانه, O you who have proclaimed to accept Islam with your tongues, those who claim to be Muslim verbally, ولم يفض الإيمان إلى قلبه, yet Iman did not make its way to their hearts. لا تؤذوا المسلمين. Do not harm or abuse Muslims. ولا تعيروهم. Do not put them down or mock them. ولا تتبعوا عوراتهم. And do not go after their faults, trying to expose them. فإنه من تتبع عورة أخيه المسلم. For whosoever goes after the faults and the mistakes and the shortcomings of his Muslim brother or sister, تتبع الله عورته, Allah Azza wa Jalla will go after his faults. ومن تتبع الله عورته يفضحه ولو في جوف رحله. And whosoever Allah goes after his or her fault to expose them, Allah will expose them. Even if they are in the middle or in the privacy of their own residence, place of residence. Don't think that anything hides. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it all out. If not in dunya, in akhirah. So my dear brothers and sisters, this religion invites us to be the best version of ourselves and be kind and be righteous with ourselves and with each other. And if we have something positive to do or provide or bring to someone or to say, then to jump on it. And if not, right, to hold off and maintain our peace and or our silence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you of those who listen and follow the best of what they listen to. May Allah help you and I overcome our weaknesses and our shortcomings. May these months be months of blessings, months of guidance, months of good deeds, months that will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep us away and further from the devils. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this community and protect and preserve each and every single one. May Allah Azza wa Jal give our children and our students success in their studies and in their careers and in their pursuit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless those who finished any milestone in their lives and graduated. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow them more successes in this life And may Allah Azza wa Jalla allow all of us, inshallah, to be amongst those who graduate in the hereafter and receive the greatest of all degrees. And that is the degree that will allow us to enter Jannatul Firdaus and be together with our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions, the members of his household, and those who follow their path until the day of judgment. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.